Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I get up, and nothing gets me down. You
got it tough. I've seen the toughest around. We're back. It's 17 till. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. When you get a chance, please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and we got the new videos. We got that in there this time, and so we put that up this week. So check that out right there on the homepage. We're getting our video productions that we've been doing recently and pulling that into the website. But you can also go, if you want to see all of them, go to youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. You can find them there. And while you're at my website, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. By the way, don't forget to take the poll question. Having a great visit with our good friend Richard Lepsinger. Rick is a good friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of many books, but the new one is called Virtual Team Success. And you and Darlene DeRosa, your co-author, did an incredible amount of work on the state of virtual teams around the world and what it takes to be successful, what causes them to fail. What is the one thing that causes a virtual team to fail that's the most prominent?
It's a tough one. If I was going to say, I think it would be failure of leadership, I guess, if I had to put in one particular place.
What was one thing that those leaders did is there one mechanical thing, one leadership characteristic they didn't have, whatever, what would it be?
Yeah, well, if you were looking for one particular thing that can make it difficult for a virtual team to work well and collaborate from a distance, I'd have to put it on in the category of trust and personal relationships. That becomes a critical factor for teamwork in general, but in the virtual setting, it becomes much more difficult to establish trust relationships around credibility, reliability, and personal relationships, and that makes it more difficult to collaborate and work well together.
Don't you also have to make sure that the people that you're working virtually with can actually pull that off? I mean, I've had situations where the person who was part of the virtual team was as good as they get. Integrity, work ethic, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But was not able to be a virtual employee, a virtual team member.
Yeah. Well, you know, the interesting thing about working in a virtual setting is that it's much less forgiving. Flaws or deficiencies
right.
that don't necessarily come out in face-to-face interactions tend to be exaggerated, or they're certainly revealed when you're working virtually, because you're really operating quite a bit without visual cues
right.
and maybe without strong personal relationships mm-hmm. or the ability to develop them.
And that's what I meant earlier when I talked about rigid expectations. If you have mm-hmm. these well-defined rigid, and I say rigid, I don't mean to be mean rigid meaning nobody ever changes anything. I just mean very specific, that we're true to the expectations, and when you're true to the expectations, you don't wander off so far away from them. You see what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, well, people need to know what's expected of them, and they need to know how to engage and interact with others. And especially again, when you're virtual but across time zones, how do you make sure everyone is engaged and involved? How do you keep people up to date on changes? You need to have some fairly structured procedures to make that happen.
What about reporting? What about getting back with people? And you know, what about having a preset report of what's been done, establishing what is expected, that kind of thing? What about that?
Yeah. The issue around reporting or monitoring progress, it has a couple of implications. One is that it goes back to the trust thing, because when people are not visibly present, you don't actually know what they're doing or if, in fact, they're fulfilling their commitment. So technology plays a nice role here, where people have some shared software, something like SharePoint, where you can post mm-hmm. documents or the most recent version of plans, so everybody, no matter where they are around the country or around the world, can get up to date really quickly, and it doesn't rely on a person to send an email necessarily. Everything's posted in the central place.
I would think that technology, that kind of technology, would really contribute to performance of a virtual team, because the manager and the team members could look and see if somebody's not pulling their weight, if somebody's not getting, if they're falling behind or whatever, you can see it right there in front of you.
Yeah, it's certainly a motivator for accountability, and it helps the team leader monitor progress. The interesting thing, though, and this goes back to one of the challenges of working virtually, it really does require a change in behavior and a change in habit, because now people have to get into the habit of going to this central place to look for information, mm-hmm. and it becomes their responsibility. And it takes time for people to change and to learn that behavior.
Do you think the new video conferencing technology, the more up-to-date stuff where, you know, everybody's got a video, a webcam, and with Skype and all that sort of thing, do you think it's that this is going to make the collaboration more effective, so you can say, okay, you know, you could almost say let's every morning, you know, let's at 8 o'clock or yeah. whenever at a certain time, let's all, you know, sit down and turn it on and let's just see where everybody is, either every
yeah, no,
day
absolutely.
Or every other day.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, face-to-face is usually the best for, you know, having complex conversations and giving feedback, but video is a good second best. And if you have video capability on your desktop, then you don't have to schedule the video conference room. It's much less expensive.
Right.
It's accessible to more people. Mm-hmm. It really does facilitate interaction and collaboration when you can operate like that.
Right. So there's some technology, folks, that can really make a big difference. And you know, consider that next time you're buying the equipment that you buy. Rick, give us the website again, please.
It's onpointconsultingllc.com.
And the book Virtual Team Success is available wherever books are sold.
And Amazon.com.
All that too. Yeah, so check it out, folks. Virtual Team Success. Richard Lepsinger and Darlene DeRosa are the co-authors of that book. Tintail, we're going to come back and get Rick to tell us more about this Virtual Team Success. Stay with us. I was a dandy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.